Santa Rosa Superintendent Tim Rosdick says kids of those serving in the military have a lot of special needs in schools.
We see students who come in the middle of the year. They have difficulty amalgamating academic credits and making that transition from one state to another. As much as we try to accommodate them, it does require a great deal of assistance to make certain that they make that transition.
Schools in Santa Rosa County, surrounded by many military bases, received about $1.2 million, while Okaloosa, with the largest amount of military students, received the most with about $2.4 million. Rosdick says the funds will help provide guidance counselors and other additional services for these students.
We really want to make certain that those that serve us in our country and abroad and protect us, that their children are taken care of. And these dollars go a long way in making certain that we can do that.
Escambia and Bay counties also receive similar funds. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.